The following podcast is a Super Network and Pop4D production with your hosts, Super Marcy.
Because you know, like usually after 2B Tuesdays, I'm going to order some fried chicken.
The terrible Australian, B. Jermaine.
Now, in a bowl, the doll's head got decapitated.
Professor Batch.
What's Batch smoking? Wedding coop. Yes.
It contains coarse and explicit language.
I mean, he probably gave her filled with beer so he could suck them out of it.
Mature themes.
Now, is it two fingers and then the pinky to hit the button? Or yes.
Yeah, you gotta do that. You gotta put two fingers in there and then the finger goes into the slot to make sure the coins are in there.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more, please visit supermarcy.com and show your support at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D. This is the podcast where we go on the free streaming service Tubi at tubitv.com and find a random film and do an audio commentary / watch along for it. This is episode 50.
Woo!
And we are live in front of an audience.
We'll do it live.
Woo!
Live! It's a Super Tuesday podcast! Yeah!
Yes. So if you're listening back in 3 years, we recorded this live in front of people.
Mm-hmm. We're sorry.
We are also,
we're very sorry for what you're about to see.
That's true. But we are the number one Tubi-related podcast that's hosted by two Australians and one Canadian. I am your host, Super Marcy, and as you would have heard, I am joined by the fucking terrible Australian B. Jermaine.
I can't believe that. I suppose being that this is a new year, we've upgraded me from being a regular terrible Australian to a fucking terrible Australian.
You're a fucking terrible Australian. That's what you get for Santa and the Ice Cream Bunny.
Although, to be fair. After watching that, well, this is something that we did off screen, like in our spare time, watching that propaganda, Australian propaganda bullshit earlier week. Am I really that terrible of Australian compared to the people who made that film?
No, you're not. That's why you are the best of the fucking terrible Australians.
I was not on that episode, but I watched that movie and I concur.
But I'm doing very well, Marcy. I'm feeling a lot better. I suffered a massive head cold earlier in the past week. Luckily, it's not COVID, thank goodness. It was just a regular head cold, but you can never be too sure about any of this stuff these days.
No.
But,
are you sure it was an Omicron? Can you turn it into a suitcase?
Ooh, that is a good point. That is a very
that
good
is
point.
The side effect.
That is true. That is true. But I'm here, and I'm looking forward to this very special live 50th episode of the show. Yes, that was a gif of me on screen just now. So, which is made by our good friend Pat, who is in the audience tonight.
And we still got to introduce the one who is the professor, Mr. Professor Batch.
Good day. How are you now?
We're okay. I'm not doing the best because I don't do well under pressure. And the pressure. We have an audience.
It's a regular
show.
We
have the audience. I'll be fine.
Yes.
Yes, and Pat waited 3 years to make use of that gif, and it's finally paid off.
Nice.
Indeed. and it's one of my favorite gifs that anyone has ever made of me. It's the only one that's ever been made of me until recently for the contest.
Yeah.
Which is just more of this.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And yes, our winner and runner up will be contacted. Well, they would have been contacted by the time this episode hits the normal airwaves, which is a Australian Tuesday morning.
So as you guys can probably see, for the patrons who watch the show every week and for the people in the audience, the Hall of Fame is bare. As we kind of decided the last time, it's a new year. We're like post 50 on. It's time to reset the Hall of Fame. So after last week, I think we can have its first induction. You know him. You love him. Ladies and gentlemen, first member of the new this year Hall of Fame for 2020, Bayer LaShouf.
Yes!
That creepy kid!
For context, for anyone who hasn't listened to our previous episode, which was Tales from a Fifth Grade Robin Hood, there was a kid in that movie who looked exactly like Shia LaBeouf, that it freaked us out so much that we gave him the name of Bayer LaShouf.
Yeah.
From Stephen Evans.
Yes.
I was going to say he was orchestrating cream pies for the teachers.
Exactly. And being that that film was an Asylum production, it makes sense that they would have a knockoff Shia LaBeouf in that movie. Yes.
Yeah, true.
So I expect him to fight like GoBots in, like, the joke was last week.
Yes. Coming soon to a Tubi near you.
We're pitching that as a Tubi original.
Yes.
We will. I'm totally going to do it. But yes. So... episode 50.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. And
we're gonna Shark watch Attack something. 3.
Indeed.
Yeah, we're gonna watch Shark Attack 3.
Yes, that is our movie that we Shark Attack 3 Megalodon is our 50th movie for this show. And we've seen this movie. I know you and I have seen it, Marcy. And Batch, have you seen Shark Attack 3?
I have not, so this should be better than the last few movies I've watched on this show.
Yes. I'll say this, though. If you haven't seen Shark Attack 3, you probably have seen the memes that have come from this movie.
We're not spoiling it.
Yeah. There's a famous...
Look at it.
Yes, there's a famous line from this movie that was delivered by the one and only John Barryman, because this is like one of his earliest roles. And it's a very infamous line, which I won't ruin, but you'll have to stay tuned to hear that. And of course, the last half.
I'm turning the volume up when that comes on.
Yes, exactly. And also, the last half itself is a moment of unintentionally hilarious moments.
Yeah.
And I mess that up, and now everyone has heard it, and I'm embarrassed.
And everyone will hear it because we don't edit shit, as Batch says.
Indeed. And also, since we're watching the film and we have a lot of people in the audience watching us and the film tonight, feel free to chat in the general chat, leave your comments, and we'll read them during the show.
Exactly. I'm just getting this prepared. But Bede, for those that want to watch the movie and listen to the podcast, if they do so on, you know, one of the podcast streaming platforms we're on,
yes.
What are the rules? Because Tubi is not like any other streaming service because it's free.
Indeed. For all of our listeners out there who have never listened to our previous episodes, what you need to do is go to Tubi and look for Shark Attack 3 Megalodon if it's playing in your end of the world. I know I'm probably going to say Megalodon up all night, so please forgive me.
Shark Attack 3 Melody,
or even, okay, so a Shark Attack 3 Madonna is playing in your part of the world. So basically what you need to do is find the movie. However, though, if you stay tuned to the end of this episode and hear from our sponsor, so Surfshark, see what I did there?
There you go.
And you can find the way to be able to watch Shark Attack 3 in your end of the world, but I digress. But, yeah, so find Shark Attack 3. And we'll play the movie from the very start. So I'll count us down from 5, and then when I say go, that's when you play the movie. And then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. But I'm pretty sure, though, even if Shark Attack 3 is not playing in your end of the world, or if you have no desire to see the film, I'm pretty sure this episode on its own will still be a fun listen to regardless. So, yeah. So if everybody is ready, we'll get to it. So... Marcy, Batch, and our audience, are you all ready to be attacked by Shark Attack 3?
As I will ever be.
Indeed. I am ready for Shark Attack 3, Muggle Blood.
And Pat says, I need a bigger boat. And we definitely do for this movie.
Stop getting the Canadians confused!
It's not my fault, Marcy, that all Canadians have, like, you know, flappy, have flappy heads, like in South Park.
Hey,
it's not my fault.
Hey, guy. Hey, buddy. I don't know what you're talking about. Come on, guy.
Exactly.
I take a drink at that moment. I nearly spat it everywhere.
But we'll get right to it. So I don't offend any more Canadian listeners. So let's do this. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
And hopefully the film plays.
And the whole thing just doesn't crash.
Yeah.
And we'd have to sit here and wait because we don't edit shit.
Nope.
New image.
As opposed
another
to old
new
image
film. Yes. And for those out there who don't... Yeah, because we've done Boyka Undisputed, and of course New Image / Millennium Films are also responsible for, like, the Expendable franchise, the Undisputed films, and I believe, and also the Olympus Has Fallen has films. So they've done quite a lot of action films for the studio.
Yes. Sound of Water.
Drip, 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 drip. Drip, drip.
Is that the new rotary phone?
Yes.
No.
Shock attack free. Mugga do 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 do.
Was made like paint.
The new rotary phone is Mrs. Batch cross stitching because you have to take the needle, stick it in the hole, then go around and then stick it in from behind through the same hole.
I'm not going to lie, Batch. I almost did this take then, but I think it might have been due because I was about to cough as well.
What you do is you
take your needle.
I'm not doing that. Take the needle and you thread it in that hole.
Your
and
long,
then you wrap it around.
Sharp, hard needle.
Or is that?
And just cram it in the hole.
Yes.
Cram it in the hole.
Or I like the alternate title that Pat says in the chat. Shark Attack Free, the search for more shark.
Mr. Super Marcy, what sort of computers are they using?
Yes, Graham, tell us in the chat what computers they're using in this film.
I'm curious.
Tech correspondent Graham.
Tension, 20% is the amount of tension you'll get at all during the course of this film.
I was just looking at all the tension in the water, and oh my god, there's so much tension.
Yeah, so you guys want to get a beer for the actual thing, or we're going to go get some strippers? Don't worry.
This dude sounds like Nick Nolte.
I was the security guard in the last movie, now I'm in charge of the submarine.
Yes.
And I still have to smoke a cigar.
They had to dub his audio. And 100 yards.
Oh no, they did.
So is this movie an Italian production? I mean, I should have looked a bit more into research in the show prior to watching it, but it wouldn't surprise
me
if they...
You're the resident trivia guy. You should know.
This is an underwater Italian Western.
Yes.
And his nuts are freezing.
Indeed.
Freezing nuts, man. Yeah, for
I like how he's got like a cigar in on the schmuck.
Like, why?
And it's not even lit.
Yes.
It's not, and it's thin. I don't get it. Yeah, no, Pat, you're right there.
Yes.
John Barrowman needed a new house.
Exactly. Even though he wasn't famous at the time.
No. This is before Doctor Who, right?
Yes. Oh, this was many years before Doctor Who. Because this movie came out in 2002?
Yeah, something like that. It was early 2000s, right?
Yeah, and I don't think he actually appeared in, like, Doctor Who until maybe the late 2000s?
No, mid...
Oh, well, you can tell us, Batch, so...
Yeah. Oh, there's a shark!
Nom, 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 nom.
As
always on this show, we like to relate the current movie we're watching to the previous film versus the 2B cinematic universe.
Yes.
So how do we relate this film back to that Robin Hood movie?
Ooh, that is true. I suppose it's probably a bit too early to say, because we need a bit more time and see what else happens in this film. But
I mean, that dude, the maybe he was the homeless dude in...
Ooh, that's right. He probably got promoted from being a security guard at the end of the school to being on this ship.
Or it's a flashback. This is what he used to do before the school.
Ooh, I like that idea.
Mm.
That's why he's not in the military no more.
Yes.
Glorious music. Love the subtitles. Why does that look like Bryan Cranston?
It probably is Bryan Cranston.
It's me.
Look like Bryan Cranston.
It's me.
Like
it's
Malcolm in the Middle.
It's Mexican Josh Bronson.
Yes. Hello, I'm Mexican Charles Bronson. I just say, see, and amigo, and then I shoot you.
Now, if Charles Bronson was in this movie, there would be no shark, because he would have just shot him and be done with it.
No,
death shark.
There would be
Bryan Cranston.
There would be a shootout with the shark.
Look at that smirk on John Barryman's face.
Jesus.
That is, he's like, yeah. He
that
can't believe he's in.
Creepy.
John Barryman just cannot believe he's in a movie called Shark Attack 3.
Well, Booby Fair already.
She had no top on.
And she had like a G-string on too. I was like, very revealing.
Boobies.
This is a public beach, lady.
This guy. That guy there.
Yeah.
He looks like Michael Hogan. It's not, but it looks like him.
Oh, there's more boobies. Booby Fair. And there's kids there!
There's kids there! What beach is
there's
this?
There's a woman flashing her boobs while there's kids around. I mean, not that I'm against any of that, but still, what type of beach is this?
Someone think of the
booby
children!
Booby Fair. When I was in Italy, I was younger, like, I don't know, 12, 13. No, I was 13, yeah. A lot of women just did not have tops on at the beach. So, I don't care. Nobody cares. You see boobs on a commercial.
Yes.
And to 10-year-old boys, this is the best beach ever.
Yes.
Yes. It was.
The dude in the cap looks like Tom Cavanagh from The Flash.
Are we sure it's not?
It probably is. Is this like a precursor to the Arrowverse?
It's a silent Tom Cavanagh.
Yes. John Barryman has not stopped smiling at all so far in this movie. Add. Okay, for our audience out there who are watching this film with us today. We'll be getting a lot of ads through this film, so you'll have to bear with us as these ads come on.
Yeah, this is American Tubi, so...
So the reason...
Yeah, there's probably going to be, ads every 7 minutes.
And the reason why we shout ad is so whoever's listening to the podcast, because they may not have an ad at that exact moment, so...
Yeah, but we're at 7 minutes and 32 seconds, so once we come back, just go to there and then start the film.
Mm-hmm.
Once we say ad's finished.
And I'm very excited because there's doggos in this ad and they're so cute.
Oh, hi, doggy.
Oh!
I got a bagel, run for it!
They're all going to be eaten by sharks.
No!
It's a corgi. And was that a Boston Terrier?
I think it was a Boston Terrier. All right, we're back. 7 minutes, 33 seconds with stock footage.
See, that's some impressive stock footage right there.
Yes.
Who are these people?
That dude looks like he's at least 100 years old. Oh, his shorts are too short. No!
No, he stole the shorts from Blood Rage.
Yes. His shorts were so short I could almost see his balls. That's how short they were.
Actually, Pat, this is made on a Roger Corman type budget for sure.
See, that's what happens. That's what happens when Louis Lasser tries to get a Craven. He's like, no, leave me alone.
Hold on, did somebody say Louis Lasser? Hi, everybody. I thought I'd come by on the show.
say hello to everyone, because I know you got an audience tonight, and I thought I'd come by and say hi. Thanks for everybody for watching the live show. I hope you're all touching your rotary phones in an inappropriate way right now, while also drinking red wine. So thank you so much, and I might come back a little bit later, because I know my sons, Todd and Terry, especially Terry, loves this movie. So I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
What was that?
Wow, that was a pop in and out. That's the quickest we've ever had her here.
I know, because she got summoned. Someone, we sent her that. It's like Candyman. You say Louise Lasser's name, and she comes back.
That's why it's like a wrestling show. When you say someone's name, they automatically have to show up. Their theme music plays.
That's why I refer to him as he who will not be named.
That is true.
Then he doesn't. Then they don't show up.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. I don't know what's going on right now.
I like how all these shark films, especially these low-budget ones, where like 70% of the movie is legit archival footage.
Yep.
Look at all the fishing.
That would actually be a kind of cool contest. Like, like a film like studio like The Asylum to just get all these like stock footage of like shark attacks and things like that. And
yes,
the person has to make the movie around it. So
yes. Well, there is technically a movie like that that is on Tubi. Mm. It's called Cruel Jaws.
Oh, God.
Which stole footage from so much footage from, you know, other shark movies. And I think Tony, who's in our audience right now, can probably confirm this to me. Sold so much footage from other shark movies that it legit got sued and it has barely had a release in the United States. To the point where it actually finally came out on Blu-ray and the company had to discontinue it within a month of sales because it was being sued.
Yeah.
And want to know who directed this movie? The one and only Bruno Mattei.
Oh, God.
I wish Bruno Mattei directed this movie, just say.
This movie totally has Bruno Mattei energy.
Well, what is with all that tinsel?
It's all wire, I think, isn't it? Oh, yeah, it's wire. It's from, like, cables and stuff like that.
Doesn't that tooth look a bit small for the kind of shark we're meant to be getting?
Yeah, I mean, if it's a melody, then it would be at least way bigger than that.
Shark Attack 3, Melody!
Melody!
If you haven't seen Night Killer, watch Night Killer. It is the best.
Hence why I won the best Tubi movie award at our Tubi Tuesday podcast awards.
Was the Cruel Jaws thing Shout Factory?
I think it was Severin.
Severin?
Yeah, well, a funny thing about that is that Shout Factory was originally going to release Cruel Jaws as a double feature with another Italian knockoff movie called Eliminators of the Year 3000, which is a film we definitely need to do in the future. But that's when it got sued, and they took it off the double feature and just made Eliminators the only film on that. And then Severin tried to release it, and then within not long after releasing it on Blu-ray, that's when they discontinued due to rights issues.
Non-English speech for a subtitle.
Sound of boat engine.
Yeah, Pat, lucky Bede's covering your ass right now.
Oh, we didn't do what's Batch smoking. Batch tonight is smoking some nice pink kush from Pure Scent Farms.
Ooh.
Nice.
Shark Attack 3, we need bigger teeth. another gem from Pat.
Look at that laptop.
Yeah, Mr. Super Marcy, what sort of laptop is it? Why aren't you replying?
you've been called out, Graham.
That's got a whole.
He said that's a Toshiba. Yeah, but Toshiba. What kind of Toshiba? Give me more. He's got one.
What are the specs?
Why wouldn't he?
What are the specs on it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Give us the specs.
I like how basically, if you look closely at these, like this, all the stuff he's looking on his laptop, it's just basically word.
It looks like Word.
It does. Or Notepad.
He said it's a Pentium 2.
Oh, okay.
Meanwhile,
at the Natural History Museum.
In not California.
That's right, the best line in the whole movie will be coming up. I can't remember exactly when, but it shouldn't be. Maybe it is far away. Now I'm questioning myself. Don't worry.
No, we'll hear it very soon. It's probably one of the it's probably what this film is best known for. That line and also the ending as well.
Mm-hmm. These bones or fossils or whatever, they look very penis phallic.
Of course, you would point that out, Marcy.
Yes, but to be fair,
thank
you. I did watch The Devils again last night, you know what goes on in that movie. They might have liked the phallic fossils in this museum.
Yeah, well, after the Devils, I will never look at femur bones the same way ever again.
No, I don't think I could. I really should have been looking any differently at Oliver Reed in any movie ever.
Indeed.
Mm.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about, but I concur.
Sorry, off topic. This is Cataline Stone. She's a really good actress.
Played by Jenny McShade, who actually was in the first Shark Attack movie, although she played a completely different character.
Did they only?
Because this is one of these.
Did they only have like one? Did they only have like one laptop with one copy of Word? Because now she's using it.
Yes. That's the same laptop they wrote the script for this film on. Dinosaurs on the dinosaur tour.
She got the Word email by using the same laptop as he did.
Yes.
Somehow. Yes. Morning, Mr. Ruiz. You want to see me? Now, is there any trivia on this movie?
Well, there is trivia, and I do have some.
Graham, can you confirm whether they were actually sending emails or if that looked like Word? I need your opinion, your professional opinion on it.
As our tech specialist.
I will say this, two of the four bits of trivia I have, which are from IMDb, are about the film's most infamous line, so I can't read those out till later.
Yes.
But one of them is, the German industrial band Synthetic Adrenaline Music made a song called Bull Fucking Shit that incorporates audio samples from the movie, including Bull Fucking Shit, You Knew Something Was Happening and You Covered It Up, and They're Gonna Rip You a New Asshole.
That's all the trivia I need.
And the other one, of course, is like Jenny McShade, of course, being in the first Shark Attack movie. That's kind of like the only thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is one of those movies that's like a part three in name only.
Yeah.
It's literally just got a shark in it. It's the same
thing. But I love it when a sequel, especially a direct-to-video sequel, actually brings an actor back from a previous installment, but they're playing a whole new character.
Yeah.
And I think your friend Lauren Avedon, the star of many of the No Retreat, No Surrender sequels, if he's listening right now, shout out to him, has played multiple characters in that franchise. Yes,
sir. Yeah, Lauren Avedon is in, like, No Retreat, No Surrender 2.
Yes.
Which is has nothing to do with No Retreat, No Surrender, really. And he's in No Retreat, No Surrender 3, Blood Brothers, which has nothing to do with that either, and it's amazing. And then he's in No Retreat, No Surrender 4, otherwise known as King of the Kickboxers, which is like a kickboxer-type movie, but it's way awesome, and Lauren Avedon rules. And I think we're going to see some boobies, maybe? Booby fair.
Booby fair.
From here to titties.
Oh, we're going to see some bum, too.
Oh, well, she is saying, this is total dude.
We see him? Oh,
we got equal opportunity nudity here.
Oh, we maybe see his penis.
So you could get away with this in a direct-to-video sequel.
Yeah. Do you know, I don't even remember how I learnt of this movie, but I'm pretty sure I showed everyone this movie at one point. I'm like, why haven't you seen Shark Attack 3?
Well, I do remember because when we discovered Tubi back in 2020, like during the first phase of lockdown, Marcy, I think you, I, and our good friend Haley, we were just going through Tubi. You discovered, you knew about the movie, but then when you found it on Tubi, you're like, we need to watch it right now. And then we did.
Yeah. Yes, because you hadn't seen it.
No, I'd seen the memes and stuff, but not
the... in the sea.
It's no, it's no pool scene though.
Yeah, it's no showgirl scene.
That's shark.
Oh my god! I want to watch Girls in VR.
That's like two separate sharks.
That is it. Okay. It didn't attack the people. It's taken a seal.
That's not a seal. It took out another shark.
I'm pretty sure I saw a flappy seal hand.
No, I think it was another shark.
It's another shark because there was two separate sharks and it grabbed the other one. But then again, knowing this type of movie, it probably was a seal that they tried to make look like a shark.
I think it was a seal in the stock footage. And yeah. Graham's comment is that shark is hungry for box.
Graham's...
He broke bead.
Jeez.
What makes Bead laugh? Box.
Stop saying it.
Moist box.
Hey, look, John Barrymore has stole Johnny Cage's glasses.
Jesus.
Definitely not the shark I'm looking for.
It's not the shark he's looking for.
No, it's not. No.
Ew.
Holy shit, look at her outfit.
Look at that guy in the background!
Don't mind me, I'm just setting my balls.
He's in Bungee Smugglers!
Ew.
My moose knuckles be hanging out.
Hi, I'm Kat Stone. Marine biologist. I'm a really good actress.
More like Kat Stone, am I right? Well, that was fast. Something
pretty important for you to come all the way down here for us. Oh, Lord.
Marcy, do you want to tell the audience about the time when we met John Barrymore at a convention?
Yes. Yes, well, we met him and had our photo with him, and he grabbed my boob. Yeah. I mean, I said he could. He had permission, I'm just saying.
Well, to be fair, before anyone gets, you know, upset about this, it was actually for a good cause, because I think John Barrymore raising money for something, and one of the things was, like, if people... want to donate to his cause, he'll do whatever you want to him. Like, in a reasonable, like in the photos, you could, like, he can give you a hug, or he could, you know, grab your boobs or grab your ass and stuff like that. Like, he could do whatever you want as long as you... And that's...
It's consensual between all parties.
Basically. Yes, exactly. It was consensual with everyone involved. And, so basically he did that, and then I'm in the photo, like, going, what? Like, what am I watching?
No, this was before he was cancelled, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they had the things, like, you put in the donation thing for, like, breast cancer, prostate cancer.
Yeah.
I think it was...
Yeah, it was for definitely, like, prostate cancer.
It was a few different...
Yeah, it was breast cancer,
and research things.
And testicular cancer as well. Because I know a few guys even said, oh, I want John Barrymore to grab me at the junk as well. So they even... So John Barrymore grabbed me by the junk.
And he said, okay.
I'm trying to find the photo.
What are you
doing
later?
I'm trying to find the photo. I mean, look, he touched my boobs, and for that instant, he became straight for a while.
Yes.
I'm sticking by that story.
Yes.
It changed his life. But, why is she collecting teeth?
She's going to collect Milhouse's teeth very soon.
Turns out this was a... turns out this was a...
Excuse me, have you got my teeth? We're back at the ads. Ad.
Oh, ad 2204.
Yeah, and this is the same ad we were watching before too.
So, turns out...
I missed when we got sexy ads.
So turns out that this is a prequel to that movie Teeth, and they're from her vagina.
Yes.
That is a great movie. I love it.
Especially like that bit.
I like how the delivery guy is the only person at this party wearing a mask. Everyone must be an anti-vaxxer. Oh! It's a
you can see thing. That's on the screen.
Well, we can't.
Trying to get it.
Yes.
Yeah. That's it there.
And my face is hilarious.
Your face. I'll screenshot it from Facebook and send it in the chat.
Is it too soon to make a meatloaf joke yet? R.I.P.
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 R.I.P. Mr. Loaf.
But
here we go, and we're back.
And we're back at 2026.
But he was an anti-vaxxer, so.
Oh, yeah, that is true. I did read about that. So whether his death had something to do with COVID or not, I guess it's to be determined.
But it does finally pay attention, like, for once and for all, what he'll do anything for love, but he won't do that.
That was what it was.
Yes.
Look at these two punkers.
Look at these guys.
What hair is that?
That's just like Nicolas Cage style hair on top of her head.
I don't think we've seen hair like that even in the 80s movies we watched. That's
bizarre. I know. It was like a bird's nest on top of it.
What is this band wearing?
Who is this band? Like, putting on quite a show at the moment. Ew.
Where's the saxophonist from Lost Boys?
Yes. It's like we are watching the Lost Boys right now.
It feels like we're watching something that we shouldn't be watching.
There we go. That's what we're pitching. That's going to be our next pitch. Our next pitch to Subi.
Yes.
Lost Boys with sharks. They're half man instead of vampires. They're half man, half shark. But it's
yes.
A lost.
Yes.
Also, whoa, they just gone sliding down this slide.
What is going on? I don't remember this.
Also, I found out who these two were. It's Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, it is.
That's a joke.
See, that was a
joke. That's a quality.
Oh, they got eaten! They just got attacked!
They just fell in the shark's mouth, apparently.
They literally did.
Crunching sounds. Are they?
I like how you can hear the crunch. Underwater.
What's the slow-mo with the person taking off a clown mask?
Marcy, this is artistic. This is pure art.
Sorry.
So now that shark's going to tell all the other sharks, guys, you got to know, you got that big water slide, you got to stay underneath it because people jump there all the time.
Literally.
Literally.
Look at this office.
look at the chat.
Look at that.
It looks like... It's like it's just put together by paper and cardboard.
Dean, look at the chat right now.
Okay, I gotta look at the chat. Oh no! Thanks for that, Pat. That is another perfect picture GIF meme. Hey, it's Daniel Radcliffe. Oh wait, that's on him.
Graham, what's that computer? Quick! I need to know these things.
Well, they can only afford one computer in this movie. Hey, Richard Nixon. I don't know anything about a shark. My headphones literally fell off my head doing it by Richard Nixon impression. I am not a crook.
We've only got one computer in the movie. Half our budget's gone to ADRing actors that don't need to be ADR'd.
Yes.
I am not a shark.
I may be a liar. Sorry, I couldn't even continue that. I do like that this company is called Apex.
Why does it look like
Apex Predator? We all live in the yellow submarine.
Why does it look like the walkie-talkie is sticking out of his pants?
It does. John Barryman, knowing him, he wants you to look down there where that walkie-talkie is.
Oh, it's a Fujitsu computer. I mean, laptop.
Hey, look, it's a silent Michael Hogan.
When you gonna let me it is, yes. Isn't it? And we know how cool Michael Hogan is.
Yes, but look at the size of that little submarine.
Maybe it's like the TARDIS. It's bigger on the.
And that other guy in the submarine looks like Kieran Culkin, or Dave Franco.
Graham, shut up with Linux.
It's not Linux. It's Lynn Shark.
Damn. She can't drive. Look at what parking job is that?
And
on the fucking sidewalk, mate.
So she's almost parked behind that other car there. And this dude's wearing triple denim.
Triple denim.
Such a 90s thing.
Yes. He is.
Oh, look at that. It's like Tommy Wiseau's uncle.
Tommy Wiseau's uncle.
That's true. It is. I broke Marcy.
And you do anything. Any... Fucking ain't right, man. Come on.
Fucking it. Just get some pussy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing the.
Yeah, like, bro.
Oh, I gotta get that ass, dude, bro.
Dude, bra.
Jesus.
Let's go. I swear they've been using the same boat throughout this whole movie.
Let's go to the strip club and get some sandwiches.
Oh my god. Toys are actually what it's all about. He is a predator. I'm canceling that man.
It has to say something when this dude is more of a predator than the fucking giant shark.
Yeah, really, he is. Look at him. Ugh. Oh,
you're such a sexist, Mark.
Ew.
This looks like the setting for, like, some out-in-the-sea porn.
It does. Like, I'm surprised, like, Brazzers hasn't shown up or something.
So she's going to fuck...
fake book tours.
You almost got me there, Marcy.
So she's going to fuck both these guys on this boat?
Yes.
Yes.
That's she the lube. Is.
And the shark's gonna watch.
I just...
Fake shark... boat tours coming soon to Brazzers on Pornhub.
Ew. It's gonna come along, and then it's gonna be like, nom nom.
Nom nom.
Oh god. Nom 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 nom. Yes.
My favorite thing about this... My favorite thing about this movie, and this is something like our audience is going to notice as well, even though this shark is meant to be a megalodon, which is like a very big giant shark, this shark changes sizes throughout the course of this movie to suit the scene.
It does. It changes size all the time.
They need like, when it ate that other shark before, it was like smaller than it does in the later part of the movie.
I like that, Graham's comment, that guy deserves his wang to be bitten off.
Yes.
Then Pat, shark porn is weird. Then Graham, the 80s called, they want their video camera back.
I was going to say, Graham, you pointed out that weird video camera and I was thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah, look at that set of porn.
There's a shark. Whoa.
So if the hey, you, hey, the hey guys.
Shark, the shark wants to eat the rapists.
Hey, guys, you want to hear a really bad joke?
No, I never do. Fuck off.
What do you call archival footage that has that is all about, that's only features sharks? Sharkival footage.
Fuck off.
See, James Gunn needs to make, like, a King Shark movie that's kind of like this, but King Shark is the protagonist.
Yes.
And everyone's an asshole.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I would be down for that. Why not make a killer shark movie where the shark is legit the hero?
Yeah.
This shark is going to change.
Nom.
What is he doing?
Okay, Tommy Wiseau's uncle, we want you to jump into the water.
Hey, King Shark in the chat.
Nom nom.
Nom nom. This shark is going to change about 50 billion times. Oh, my God.
I like the picture you posted here, Pat. It's a shark with a rat catcher, and it just has Brazzers in the corner.
That video camera is Fisher Price at best.
Yes. See, that's the type of camera you buy for a 5-year-old kid.
That's the kind of camera you would have got.
See?
Nom, nom.
That's a little shark. That is not a megalodon.
No. He just bit it to leave his tooth.
Yes.
I'm going to go now and leave my tooth behind.
He's showing his teeth.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're not Jenna Jameson.
I was going to say, I thought it was Jenny McCarthy. And if it was, I'd be like, yeah, shark eater.
Exactly.
The shark's like, you're an anti-vaxxer?
The shark wants to eat the anti-vaxxers.
Actually, yes. The shark won't eat the anti-vaxxer because they're not vaccinated.
Good point. Yeah. And he might get sick from them.
No, he feeds them to his cousin he doesn't like so they can get sick.
That fid looks like one of those, like, when you see, like, comedy movies and stuff.
It looks like cardboard.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when you see people, like, pretend, like, they're, like, they see a shark fin in the water and they run off scared and it's just some dude with, like a fig of shark fin strapped to his back. That's what it looks like.
I'm glad you're enjoying this movie, Tony. It is madness.
Look how close that footage is. That's a GPS.
Look at that CGI footage. Look at that. Yeah, God. We're going to fuck her now. Yeah, I mean, we got the shark.
No, not the doggo. There's a doggo near the beach. I don't like this.
All I'm saying is that when she's on the boat with those two guys, she needs to cover her drinks.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm glad this isn't the frisbee from Hard Ticket to Hawaii.
The frozen frisbee and the dog gets like its head neck sliced. Poor doggo.
You can throw it to the shark.
No.
Why'd you throw it in the water, you dumb piece of shit?
Nom.
See, the dog's smart. He knows not to go in the water.
The dog's fucking not going. You get it, dickhead.
You go get it, Raggy.
Jesus.
Gee, Scoob, I don't want to go in the water.
He'll be fine. Zoinks. Nothing at all is going to happen to him. Nothing's ever going to happen.
I think it would be hilarious if the shark just came out and grabbed the frisbee. Yeah.
I would have popped 4D for that.
Yeah. Oh, here comes that archival footage of the shark. Oh, he got his arm!
What?
Oh, my arm!
Ah, oh, my leg!
Poor guy, that was his waking arm too.
I was about to say the same thing. And that was his wanking leg.
Ew.
Yeah, the dog knew he was dead.
See, the dog is the smartest character in this whole movie.
I kind of keep expecting John Barrowman to wear a t-shirt that says, like, fake taxi. There's been a shark attack. Oh, well, I'm all sexy. Come in. What is this?
And by the shark, I mean my penis.
Yes. And Graham says in the chat, because if I missed this before, the dog is like you and dead, man. See, the dog is the smartest character in this whole movie. Guy's leg near a beach where he was playing frisbee with
his dog. Oh, my God. The dog.
Is it just me, or does, like, John Barrowman have more makeup on his face than than Jenny McShane?
I don't know.
He has, like, at least about an inch of layer of makeup. But I know this because I was in a musical production of Chicago, and that's how much makeup they put on my face before each show.
How come you needed so much makeup, though?
To be fair, I did my own makeup.
To be fair?
So why did you put so much makeup on?
Oh, well, to be fair.
To be fair?
To be fair.
Well, some makeup artists did it, and they did it lightly, but one show they couldn't do it, because they weren't able to get there for that show, so I had to do it myself, and it was like, put on way thick. I looked like a plastic doll.
We really should actually have a to be fair counter, and it would probably top 100 every episode.
It is the drinking game.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Hence why it won the Tubi award for best running joke.
We need new jokes.
No, we don't. No, we just keep running the old jokes right into the ground.
Yes.
Speaking of which, Pete, so how do you use a rotary phone?
Okay, so what you do with a rotary phone is you stick your finger in the hole and then you go around in a circular motion and you keep doing that until your phone starts to turn on. But if you're using a payphone, you do that, you put your finger in the hole, you keep turning around over and over, and then you stick your fingers up into the slot and you keep doing that.
And you wiggle as you go.
You're going to keep doing that until you get the shocking dark and then a little prize will come out. Also, sometimes, like, while you're doing that, you might want something to eat, so you got your food together, and you get the, you need a bit of, salt and pepper. So you get the salt and pepper and you do it like that. Keep going. And then eventually something salty and peppery pops out.
I don't like playing games, Cat.
And how do you give a cream pie to the teacher?
How do you give a cream pie to the teacher?
What you do is you stick your head. So you got, like, what you need to do is that you stick your head into the hole.
What?
So what you do, because you got to get a big side view. You got to put her head into the hole, and you got to leave her there, and you got to keep going in and out, and eventually that's when the cream pie comes.
Through the hole?
Yes. And also, Pat also says in the chat, and then you put your finger in the wrong hole, and you have to start over.
Yeah, true. But that's what you prepare for the shocking dark later. Yep.
Yes. That is the same boat from earlier. Or at least there's like one or two boats that they use all the time throughout this whole film.
Now look, we can only afford one computer and one boat this whole movie. Yes, yes, I, Louis Lasser, produced this movie as well.
Oh, it makes sense.
So any questions, let me know.
Is that my ex-husband again?
Oh, God, Louise, why do you always bug me? I'm working.
First of all, Louis, you haven't returned all my calls. I know you haven't actually got a phone, but that's beside the point.
I burned my phone to get away from you, woman.
You gotta call me back because your son, Todd.
Todd is not like, my son.
Todd, it keeps going on how you're gonna save him, get him out of the psych ward, and then, like, Terry is trying to kill him and frame him for murder, but we all know
that
Todd's
confused.
Really the
I get him confused. Terry is not my son. Todd is my son.
I mean, it is hard to confuse them because they are identical twins that are somehow, like, totally the same and not different. Just ask the Horror Returns podcast, but... You know, sometimes, you know, you gotta be there for your children. And so you gotta stop producing all these movies and writing stuff like all the things like Tales of the Fifth Grade Robin Hood and come and visit your kids.
Now,
like 30 years old.
Now, for this scene, I said there needed to be more boobs near the kids, but they didn't listen to me.
There's more G-strings near the kids.
Well, that's yes. Okay. Now, I also pitched, when I made this movie, that there'd be two twin sharks like Terry and Todd. We got one good shark, and we got one bad shark.
Yes.
Mm.
The cameraman has been wearing the same clothes for like 2 days.
For like a week. Yeah, I know,
yes.
Right? Is this the Megalodon shark?
Hey, Marcy, if this was set in Boston, they'd be like, look out, there's a shark! Heading towards the water.
Oh my gosh,
it's a shark.
There's a wicked shark coming.
Oh my god, it's a sea monster.
It's a sea monster.
It's wicked hard.
That is really shallow water.
See,
it's a megalodon. It wouldn't be that fucking close because it would be out of the water because it's so big.
Yes.
No Bostonians were offended during that accent.
I'm from Boston. There's a transformer. I'm a Texan.
How would Mark Wahlberg sound if he was Italian?
Okay. This is going to be hard. Give me a second.
Okay.
I'm from Boston. Buongiorno. I'm Italian. All right.
What? No!
I'm a Boston Italiano!
Jesus Christ.
I apologize to both Boston, people from Boston and people from Italy.
Oh, I am a people from Italy and I'm highly offended.
So, what would Italian Mark Wahlberg sound like if he's telling all these people to get out of the water and onto the beach?
Get out of the water!
Buongiorno, everyone! Get out of the water! Buongiorno! Spaghetti and meatballs!
Jesus Christ.
Mark, there's another shark out there. What? No!
What? No!
What's going on? I gotta go work out.
What? My throat that almost gave out.
That shark sounded like a growl.
He probably did. It would be on brand with every other shark movie because, like, was it like Jaws the Revenge? Had a shark that legit roared like a lion out of the water.
No!
That shark roared like a lion. We didn't know.
Oh, it's Michael. Now, Michael Caine.
Yes.
As someone who is a... Sir Michael Caine, since you're a professional when it comes to shark movies, being in the classic Jaws, The Revenge.
Yes.
How do you feel this movie compares to that?
Look, they're both pieces of shit. They're not very good. But look, mine bought my Italian summer home. This one, I don't know what it bought anybody. There's really no budget that I can see. Now, if they don't blow up the bloody shark, I'm going to be pissed off. I've got to go.
Oh, see you, sir, Michael Caine.
I get a good name for that character, Mercy. That's not Michael Caine, that's Michael Shame.
Because I only talk about the bad movies I was in.
Yes. Michael Shame. Yeah.
This Michael dude, the dude with the camera guy, the bearded guy, he looks like Tom Hardy.
I'm surprised she hasn't flashed her boobs on the parachute yet.
The shark should just jump up and the shark should just like jump out of the water and just grab her in the air.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a movie that would do that.
Yes.
Go faster, go faster.
Who's she waving at? Yeah, hi.
Yeah, we're drunk.
You wanna go down? Okay. You wanna go down? Okay.
This is why you don't drink and ride a boat.
Exactly. These dumbass dude bros.
Yeah, non-English speech.
Bibbidi bobbidi boobity.
Bibbidi bobbidi.
You kept the Jack Sparrow, you...
Move!
Get out of the way, get out of the way!
That's
a There's one angry fucking shark, man. That shark's pissed.
I know. That shark is more pissed off than Freddy is when he barks on this show.
That shark is... That shark is like a total fuck the shit o'clock.
Yes.
That shark is how Beat acts when he sees a nerd.
And Pat says in the chat, and now we've offended the Brits. he's been eaten.
Whoa, stock footage taking place at a completely different time of day.
Nom nom. It's going to get a wicked...
With the amount of people this shark has eaten so far in this film, you think he would already be full, because I'm pretty sure. I mean, I'm not an expert on sharks, but I'm pretty sure they're not, like, full-on hungry eating, like, a bunch of stuff in the one day.
That shark is going to be straight-on hammered after eating those two guys.
Yes.
Yeah. He's going to be drunk as fuck.
Yes.
Ah! He's taking her for a ride. He's a nice shark. He thinks it'll be fun.
No, to nom, nom, nom.
You know, maybe...
No.
I was going to say, maybe they shouldn't have gone out there to help her.
Yeah. Why are they just staying still? Yeah, that shark has, like, megalodon metabolism.
Yes. He's on his...
doesn't look like one.
See, the shark's on his cheat day. This is his cheat day.
His cheat day. Hang on. Oh, wait, they're going out now? Oh, my God. Save her. I mean, we don't know her and don't care, but whatever.
Hell.
Why doesn't she just detach herself from it?
Yeah, well, see, she's smart. If she detaches herself, she's going to fall in the water, and that's when the shark will eat her.
I'm supposed to be eat prank love. I'm on vacation. Now I'm going to get eaten by a shark.
But the shark's too focused on pulling the rope.
There's a joke there. Okay, she's going to get eaten by the shark. She's praying that she doesn't get eaten. And where does the love come in?
The shark wants the box.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The shark loves her box.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
To be fair.
To be fair.
Damn it. God damn it. God damn it. Yeah, help her. What are you waiting for?
Help her, not Jenna.
Oh, come on, it's not that hard to pull him out of the water.
Come on!
Help me out of the water, I don't care.
Yeah, shark love is love.
Yes.
Oh my god!
Oh, she got eaten!
And she's dead. Oh, jeez, that shark's fucking hungry.
That shark was making deathbed eating noises.
It's got wee-wee foam in it. He wants his fried chicken.
Oh, come on. Okay, come on, lady. Don't you cry because...
A necklace where she could barely, grab the lady.
Add.
47,
That woman only died because you barely got her out of the water.
She barely even touched her.
Exactly.
We won't get that ad was.
If you're addicted to watching crappy shark movies, please ring this number. New color, new image.
only two ads this break, so we'll be back, hopefully.
Yes.
Here, take this drug. Side effects may include death, shortness of breath. Tell your doctor if you're dead.
Side effects
include... And if you're zombie, shoot him in the head.
Side effects include shark attack.
And we're back.
4739.
Hey, one of those two people was because of your dumbass negligence, people. You barely got her out of the water.
I know, right? Bloody hell.
Cannot let
people swim in the water
when there's a shark out there! Yes!
Oh god.
Acting my ass off here!
It's the mayor from Jaws, aka every Republican.
Exactly.
There's no damn virus!
There's no damn sharks! First of all, the sharks are all CGI! They ain't real! What happens is, if you get a vaccine, that for a virus that doesn't exist, it'll make you turn into a shark, which is not real. So that means you won't be real, and now my brain has gone inside out because I have no idea what time and space is anymore.
Well, yeah, neither do I.
Well, the sharks are CGI.
Yeah, well, that's true. And archival footage.
I don't know what to believe
anymore.
We should bring, for all killer shark movies, because a lot of them do use CGI in a lot of them now, I think we need to bring back the archival footage of sharks and reinsert them back in films. Stop
anyone else from getting hurt. True.
Oh, B has joined the chat.
Hello, B. Winner.
And
winner, winner.
See, B, if you're listening to us right now, you are the winner of our contest.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
All right, we're almost halfway through, and I think the line is coming up very soon.
Says, I'm not sure if that's being privy to that, but that gif makes things worse or better. That's what's up in the chat.
I'll send the picture of where we are in the chat again.
Yes. Oh, look how
why is he wearing... He's wearing freaking sandals and socks.
That outfit is bizarre.
But why is he wearing sandals and socks?
We haven't made this joke in a long time, but Bede, how many patrons would do we need for you to get you in that outfit?
That's only need 8 more subscribers and I'll wear that outfit.
Yes.
This dude is like if you can't get Malcolm McDowell, you get this dude.
If you can't get Michael Hogan, you get that dude.
Exactly. Then 10 miles
south, branches off. And I didn't think Michael Hogan was that hard to get.
I like how in every shot in this room is so cluttered with furniture.
Because they had to reuse the same set.
Exactly.
They took tips from Bruno Mattei.
Exactly.
You need to know reference for that. Just watch Robo War or Shocking Dark.
Exactly. And, however, though, in a few weeks' time, it's going to be one of my picks, and it may or may not be another Bruno Mattei film. Just putting the pot hint out there.
All right, I'm just saying, the line is coming up soon, and I'm going to put that volume up when it comes on. Everyone's got to shut up.
Yeah, you all have to listen to this line. And we'll put it up even on the podcast in the audio form so you can hear it.
Because it's going to be live. It's going to be live, here.
Okay, now B. So B's in the live chat now. So B, I'm just letting you know, you have won our contest.
You get to pick your choice of 2B Tuesday T-shirt.
Indeed.
So oh my have, god, it looks very.
So you'll have to give us your address later, and we'll send off a awesome 2B Tuesday's T-shirt.
Oh, they have to pray to God about the shark, apparently.
They're lighting a candle for all the people they let die in this movie that they could have prevented.
Allegedly.
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 There's so much, like, Vaseline over the lens because of those candles.
I know, right? Where is this line? I'm waiting for the famous line. Bloody hell. Maybe it's at the end of this day. Maybe Tommy Wiseau's uncle gets eaten. I can't remember.
Yes. And again, he's wearing the same clothes.
Again. Well, what if he couldn't find a laundry?
He's too poor to find a laundry.
Well, maybe he didn't have any coins. Because who carries coins anymore? Even in 2000 and whatever this movie was.
Exactly.
We need to save the budget.
And we're going to pull out our toy video camera.
Yeah, from the fucking 80s JVC range.
Yes.
He won that off America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yes.
Back in 1982. True story. Not really.
Look at that record collection.
R.I.P.
Look at those curtains.
Or is that books?
R.I.P.
Ew, he's got George W. Bush up on his wall and Dick Cheney.
Well, we all know he thinks the shark isn't real.
Yes.
First of all, I've got this tiny laptop. I don't know what it is. Where's Graham to tell me?
Graham, what is this laptop? Tell us. Holy shit.
And why is it so small?
You know who this guy does look like? He looks like Steve Martin, but bloated.
Jesus Christ.
Like a bloated Steve Martin.
He does, now that you say it.
He's action Steve Martin.
Yes.
Where's you hiding? Where's the fake sharks?
And Pat says in the chat, sharks of mass destruction.
Yes, exactly.
America!
I mean, if this is 2002, those pictures make sense, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, this is 2002,
Apex.
Yeah. America!
Apex Predator.
This company is called Apex, but I haven't seen one monkey the whole movie, just a bunch of sharks.
I haven't seen Randy Orton either, and he's the Apex Predator.
Now, I just want people at the beach. Do you like my jacket?
Like my jeans?
Do you like my pants or my polo? I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm sorry.
Yes.
You didn't warn them about fake shark.
You knew about the shark? Everyone knows that sharks ain't real. They were created by the liberal commie Democrats to scare people to take a vaccine.
Jesus, okay.
Bull fucking shit!
And you covered it up!
That's the line from that song, isn't it?
Yes.
That's not the best line, though.
Yeah, it's not the line we're talking about, people.
No. Believe me, it is the best line ever.
This dude's, like, eyebrows look like caterpillars.
He's got caterpillar eyebrows.
And I swear he's wearing a wig on top of his head.
And he's like,
and the real sharks are the ones in your heart.
Fucking movie. It's about to get really insane very soon, and it'll be all worth it.
See, when you said that before,
yes!
Marcy, I now imagine, like, a Hallmark shark movie, and it'll be cool. For the love of a shark.
Yeah, they'll do it.
Yes. And this is bad ADR.
That's terrible.
Or it's called Great White Love.
Great White Love, yes.
Yes, I love it.
And then you could reuse I Would Do Anything for Love, and then you could change it to And I Did That Shark.
Ew.
What? Totally on brand.
I always thought,
this show.
I always thought the thing you wouldn't do was anal in that song, but
yeah.
Oh.
No, what it really is
what he won't What he won't do is the shocking dark on the wrong person.
No, what he wouldn't do in that song is clean up the bathroom of the Spice Girls. Everyone knows that.
Oh. He,
his name was Robert Paulson.
Yes. Archival footage. Or as I like to call it, sharkival footage.
I choose you. And it's spelt like C-H-E-W-S.
Yes.
Chows.
Chows.
Alright, the shark's Num. Pissed, man.
Num.
I like the sound effects of the shark. The shark was like,
Where's my frog?
Look at how fake that fin is.
It's like bad paper mache.
Yes.
The kids from the movie we watched last made the paper mache for the shark.
Yes.
What did we watch? Tales of a Fifth Grade Robin Hood. That's the
yes.
one.
Yes.
Why did we watch that?
Oh, camera's shaking.
He hit his head.
Davis is dead.
No. Oh, no. It's quick, somebody call Tommy Wiseau to let him know his uncle died.
Yeah, tag me a part shark movie. Hey, it makes sense why he made a shark movie.
Ooh, that is a good point. Big shark.
Shark killed his uncle. When is that meant to come out anyway?
I have no idea. I don't even know if it's actually started filming or it has finished filming or not.
I have no idea. I know, I haven't heard shit about it.
Oh no, there better not be a shark inside this water-filled room.
How did that happen? How did that happen, seriously?
I know the shark hit the thing and legit made all, like, you know, the bolts and everything fly out the wall. I know my acting talent is in here somewhere.
She had acting talent?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
She's got a shotgun for a shark. Or you could say it's a shark gun.
Oh, piss off. Fuck off.
Just to our audience who are watching the movie at the moment with us, big jokes are down here, and dad jokes are up here. Hi, would you like to know about our Lord and Savior, Mr. Shark?
Oh, God. Arr, arr, arr. Why does it sound like an angry dog?
Y'all got any of those porno tapes?
He wants his shark pornos already. Where is she? Where's the shark? I have no idea what's going on.
The shark is legit going all Nick Nolte.
Jesus.
Or the shark is going full tilt Nicolas Cage.
Whack a shark.
Whack a shark. It's like whack-a-mole. The whack shark.
Die, you son of a bitch.
Actually, don't whack sharks. That sounds disgusting.
Ew. Don't whack your shark.
I know, disturbing, right? That shark is so pissed. He's not happy, shark.
I like to see, like, the behind-the-scenes footage of this scene and just see John Barryman just like, die, shark, die!
And it's just a paper mache shark.
Yes. Without the sound effects and everything.
Oh my god.
Nom nom!
Yeah, seriously. Where is she going?
Did she
with
leave
the
him?
Shotgun.
I don't know what's happening. I'm confused.
See, the shark was stuck there. She was, you know, at the upper end of the boat. The shark was stuck there. I mean, she could just walked around there. There was still space.
I know, right? Like, seriously.
That's not how shotguns work.
She shot the shark by putting the shotgun in its mouth and then spewed out tomato sauce all over the wall.
But that's not a megalodon. That's way too small. That's way too small.
See, this movie is false advertising. I came here for the Megalodon, dammit. And Jason Statham.
It's just like when he says he's well-equipped and then you find out he falls very short.
Yes.
That's this movie.
Okay, the bad news is we're sinking.
The good news is this boat's taking forever to get here.
The good news is Italian Tom Cavanaugh is here.
Yes.
I think he can see you. You're in a big boat.
Oh, Tommy was his uncle. Wow!
That shark will change size every time now.
I don't think that's even the same. Oh, so the other shark, you could say, was a baby shark. Doop, 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 baby shark.
Beady shark.
I think that clip of us when the giant shark came out was like needs to be on the preview. That needs to be the highlight.
Yes.
Because it came out of nowhere.
I like Graham's reaction. LOL, that was some crap CGI.
I think that wasn't even CGI. That was like real footage of a shark they superimposed with a boat in there.
So I told you. Look.
Oh! No! Not Tony Wiseau's dad! I mean, I'm good.
How are they safe if that shark can just, like, eat people whole?
That shark doesn't even eat people. It swallows them whole like Homer Simpson.
But it swallowed, like, the little boat whole, and then he was somehow shrinked to just eat two people.
Yes.
It changes size every time, and it's amazing.
It's okay, we still got the porno tapes. We're all safe.
Isn't that a first aid kit for some reason?
I think it's got flares. Yeah, there it is.
It's literally just got a flare gun.
It's literally just a flare, and there's nothing else in the actual box.
There's nothing else in there. The shark just the gun.
The shark just flies up and eats the flare.
Yes. It's going to jump out and eat the helicopter. No, the flare gun's going to blow up the helicopter.
That dude back there looked like Jay Baruchel.
Look how big that tooth is. Way bigger. See? They gave the shark Viagra, hence it got big. Makes sense. Thanks. I'm
that
glad.
Shark, that shark is a shark. Is a, see, that shark is a grower, not a shower.
Yeah.
Is the shark going to eat the helicopter?
I think it tries. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for the one line in this movie, and I forgot there was all this madness before we even get the line.
I know.
It's amazing.
A damn shark.
I just want the shark to just eat the helicopter in the air.
Yes. Ooh. Oh, she
how do you
herself.
Fall?
God damn
how
it.
How do you fall
God
off
damn
that?
It, not Jenna.
She is absolutely useless.
She is a little bit. Don't let go, Jack.
I will let you go, ah! Rose. Oh! Oh!
See, it changed size again.
Yes.
Oh my god, hurry up. How long does it take you to climb
the helicopter?
Ladder?
Doesn't even need to like stay there. It could just fly away with them on the ladder.
Where's Jason Momoa when we need him?
Exactly.
He could fight the shark.
Mommy. That's what he's saying to the shark right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then they all fall in.
Yes. And Aquaman's like, I ain't saving any of you.
What the hell was that? I don't know. You don't?
Let's drop the ladder.
I'm pretty sure it was a megalodon, but okay, dude. Like, get it. Look! Ad.
Ad. Hey,
1 hour, yeah. 5 minutes, 48 seconds.
See, if this was a porno, the subtitle for this movie would be Megadong.
Oh, no. Why, Pete? Why?
I'm surprised that any of our audience hasn't left due to my bee jokes.
I don't know. I don't know. All right, we just got the one ad.
Yep.
All right, and we are back. 1 hour, 5 minutes, 53 seconds. Shark Attack 3. Talk to your doctor.
Talk to your doctor.
Oh, yes. So it literally was the baby shark.
Baby shark.
And now this one's mommy shark.
Mommy shark is pissed.
Mommy shark is so pissed, man. You're not going to blow the whistle. And they're not going to tell anybody because why wouldn't they?
Of course they're not going to tell anyone that there's now a giant fucking shark in the water.
Take your tooth.
Yeah, why would they?
Hmm. Random woman just wandering around in a bikini.
Yep.
In the motel,
hey, there's Bryan Cranston's photo.
Yes.
Again.
That's Mexican Charles Bronson.
Yes.
See,
if Charles Bronson was in this movie, the shark would have been dead. Both sharks would have been dead within 2 minutes. They don't have
the boats or the manpower to help. Yes, the left shark.
See, that's the left shark. See, this is the thing. Like the left shark, who's made famous from Katy Perry's Super Bowl performance from years ago. See, they should edit the left shark into this movie.
Yeah, could you imagine that shark eating like that boat whole? Oh, here we go. We're gonna get the line soon. I promise. I know I've built this up so much. It's gonna happen.
Yes.
It's happening. It's coming. I promise.
It's coming.
It's coming. I don't know why I snorted. I was trying to make a noise, and that didn't work.
Yes. We
want something powerful enough that will not miss it. Oh, they want something powerful that it won't miss it, eh?
Yes. Yeah. Whoa!
It's a nice phallic torpedo.
I was going to say, that torpedo looks more like a giant dildo than a torpedo.
Well, they're going to fuck the shark, obviously. I feel like that's what we've been leading to in this movie, is that they're going to fuck the shark.
Yes.
That's why they've got a shark dildo. Get it right.
Shark dildo.
Mm.
Dildo shark dildo.
They blow the hole!
They're gonna stick it in its blowhole. Yeah,
they're gonna stick it in the blowhole.
Ew, that the phallic missile has like a hole at the end of it that looks. It's even more looking like a dick than it did before.
I like Mr. Super Marcy's comments with, they should have done this a long time ago. Where the fuck is the logic in this movie?
Okay, here comes the line. This is where the line comes up.
It's coming up. Alright. I'm getting it ready. I'm going to turn it up when it's ready.
Yeah.
All right.
We're going to be very quiet when this scene happens. Cause...
Yeah. He's still got to drive off, though, so.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this is it. I'm positive. I'm sure it has to be.
This is it, because I remember it being at a dock. Oh.
Yeah, because he gets in a car or something.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know why she's got that, but okay. Oh, yeah, it's coming up. All right.
Everybody be quiet. We're going to hear this live, because it's all amazing. Right.
He's got to drive off first.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to turn it off so we can hear it.
Go.
Oh, wait. It we'll meet paused back
here
it. At 8 a.m. Right.
Here we go. Here's the line. Don't be late. We got to listen.
Going to hear it.
Very quiet. Here it comes.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, me too, but, you know, I'm really wired. What do you say I take you home and eat your pussy?
Yes!
Classic! Yes.
See,
That's a Pop 4D line. Yep.
Not only the funny thing about this line, that line is that wasn't in the script, that was totally improvised by John Barryman, because I believe I do have proper trivia for that line. Let me find it.
Yes.
Okay. So basically, John Barryman revealed on the Jonathan Ross Show that the line was intended to make Jenny McShane laugh and was not intended to stay in the film. on On Al Murray's Happy Hour, he revealed that the actress, contrary to his expectations, gave no reaction. This was ideal, as his line was dubbed to, and this was dubbed later on as "I'm white. How about I take you home and I watch I Love Lucy."
Wow.
So,
how about I take you home and we watch I Love Lucy?
Yeah, so basically that line was improvised, and he just said it so he could make the actress laugh, and they thought, like, that line was legit amazing, we need to keep it in the film. And then, of course, they made a slightly more toned-down version with them saying, and watch I Love Lucy.
I think my internet's gone a bit crappy because Bede sounds a bit distorted, but hopefully it fixes itself.
And Pat says in the chat, Lucy has some splaining to do.
Lucy really does, doesn't she? She
Lucy.
Does. They'll say. All right. We're going to get a lot of shark changing shapes very soon.
Exactly. Look at all that food. That's just about to go to waste.
Yup.
Rich people. And all that wine. You know,
champagne.
It's funny though. I mean, I haven't gone to rich people parties or anything like that, but do they really, like, stack all the champagne glasses and then, like, tip it down? I've never seen it in real life. I've only ever seen it in movies.
I'm assuming yes.
Yes.
So they're still going to have this party knowing there's a giant shark in the water.
What
does this remind you of?
A bunch of people ignoring an actual problem that could kill people, and they're just thinking, like, oh, it's not going to affect them, so they're going to go on live their lives, and then eventually, like, yeah, I think it's pretty obvious what you're trying to say, Marcy.
Yeah. All right, I have to go get more drink because it's so hot here. But we don't edit shit on this podcast, and if one of us has to leave for a minute, we just keep going. So I'll be back momentarily. You can enjoy my Wall of Fame.
Yes.
It won't be long.
By the way, that helicopter is a toy. It's a remote-controlled helicopter. You'll get used to it. Not likely. You'll get used to the flying, this toy helicopter. That control paddle, the control he's using to drive the little submarine, it looks like a video game, like, control pad. Amazing. And, of course, joysticks.
And he knows how to drive this how?
Yeah, I mean, he's never been in this before, and he somehow knows how to work it.
He's really good at those.
Like two joysticks.
He's really good at those crane games.
Yes, like the ones you find in like arcades, where it's like the thing that grabs like toys and stuff.
Yeah.
Quick, press random buttons, and be very gentle with the set. This is all made out of cardboard. Explosive. It just, like, randomly just says explosive on the side of it. And Marcy is back to watch Shark... And Marcy is back to watch Shark Attack Free Macaroon.
Macaroon. Macaroon, yes. Ladon.
Yes. And you missed
yes,
the joysticks. Yes, quickly
grabbed a drink.
And the joysticks.
Oh, yes. Bede, like, what do you do with a joystick?
Well, first of all, you grab your joystick, and you flick it to the left, you flick it to the right, and you keep pressing hard and hard and hard and hard until you win.
Oh. You just go at it really hard?
Yeah, you just go at it really hard and just keep going back and forth like that, all that way, and then eventually then you, like, win the game. You totally win in the end. So many so many rich people.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could have your
attention. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a map.
You're all gonna get eaten by a shark.
Ladies and gentlemen, dark day. Prepare to survive the shock attack.
Today.
Luckily, we're only dealing with one shark and not a Sharknado. Communication technology.
Yeah, but this shark is like twice the size of a Sharknado.
That is true.
Okay. That's right, Batch. The action is gonna pick up.
I'm falling asleep.
Oh. Don't worry, it's coming.
Oh my. Is
and
it?
Look at the size of that little control. If you want to do the honors.
That's right, we don't have much, like 20 minutes.
Yeah, we only have, about 20 minutes and probably like 4 minutes of that. I mean, trailers or something like that. Hopefully there's not another, ads in this movie.
This looks like they just grabbed computer parts from someone's garage sale and made these, like, computer things.
Graham, if you're listening right now, go out to the garage right now. I think somebody stole all your computers and computer parts for this movie.
I mean, they just grabbed a bunch of keyboards. Not unless you want to make a call. Oh, they're totally
kidding. High, man.
And Marcy now they're Batch the best characters in the movie.
It's Marcy and Batch at the office.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly. Yeah.
Allegedly. Allegedly. It's important. That's allegedly.
All right, everyone. I found the rich people boat. It's very small, and the shark is going to eat it.
The shark's going to eat a lot of things very soon.
We plan to build an entire network of fiber optic cables.
Fiber optic
cables.
Yeah. Fire of what?
Fiber optic?
What's the purpose of these fiber optic cables?
I don't think it's important
to the plot, but whatever.
Evil plans. That's all.
Yeah, exactly. It's an evil plan that they're going to be eaten by sharks, so it doesn't matter. Don't forget about it.
So what they were actually planning, like, this was the NBN network for Australia?
Yes.
And the shark destroyed it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
and
for anytime we're recording the show and your internet cuts out, it's because the sharks is out.
Exactly.
the sharks fucking up the internet.
Yes.
On our poor NBN. Everybody's going crazy. Whoa. I don't know.
Slow motion.
You all know she's gonna get eaten at some point. I mean. Not like that. The shark's gonna swallow her whole.
Marcy, you went there and ruined it all for the
podcast. I can't. I'm not gonna talk. Everything I say sounds wrong. I really hope our live audience is enjoying this movie and our commentary.
Yes. They're not even rocking the boat. It's just like the camera just like going all over the place.
What are they gonna use the fucking life vest for? There's a fucking shark that will swallow you whole.
Yeah, but they don't know that. Whoa!
It's got some of the best scenes ever. I'm not even lying. It's amazing.
Yes.
It's incredible.
That's right, drop that box.
It's amazing.
Way too many,
The shark likes the box.
Box.
The shark read that line to John Barrowman in his earpiece.
Yes. And then said, nom nom.
Nom 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 nom.
You mentioned box, and he's like, nom nom?
Nom nom? Wow. Hurry up, do something, movie.
Eat some people already.
What is it, the slow motion that's like fucking stock footage again?
Yes. Dead stock footage? Wow.
I mean, wow. Yeah, hold the helicopter steady, dickhead.
Steady.
It's hold. Ooh, oh, missed it.
Son of a bitch.
She's Katniss never acted. What are you doing? Oh, let me pull out this little gizmo from my sleeve.
Oh, Jesus.
John Barrowman.
The shark's gonna eat it, and it's tiny, but it doesn't look that tiny for the shark. It's weird.
I mean, the shark is an alright. It's an alright guy who wants to nip on a box.
The shark's all like, "What the?
What the?
And Steve Martin's off to fight the shark, you know. Look how small the submarine is.
This is so tiny. This was the original The Life Aquatic.
Yes. Throw a grenade at the shark.
Why?
I guess if they're throwing a grenade at a shark, would it be a shark grenade?
He just throws it so nonchalant.
Where are they getting the grenades?
Sorry, no.
They took a bunch of grenades on board, but I don't think they're working very well.
And he didn't
throw the whole box. Whee!
It didn't even go that far. Then in the next shot, it looks way further away. Also,
that same explosion was caused by one grenade. He threw a whole bag, and it was just like one, like an explosion of one. I'm trying to make the camera stop shaking.
He's gonna try and pull that controller, that joystick.
Yes.
He's gonna pull, come on, pull harder.
Pull hard.
Come on, go hard, then up. Come on, you can do it.
We all live in the yellow submarine.
Ba-bum.
This is the weirdest remake of that film.
It is.
Time for me to go sacrifice myself.
John, Paul, Ringo, and George.
In a better movie?
Ah! Look at this guy!
Who's this?
That's on the fancy ship.
Ah!
Oh, wait, here we go. Some great death scenes, I think.
Okay, you're about to witness some amazing death scenes, everybody. This is like another section of the movie where it's entirely memeable.
Whee!
Woohoo!
They're doing backflips! You dumbasses, why get into the water where there's a fucking giant shark there waiting for you?
Where are they trying to jump to? The boat's not even there.
Getting into that life raft over there.
You know, if they didn't go on the boat when there was a megalodon.
Yes.
Just saying. Here we go, shark's coming. I mean...
Oh, here it comes.
I'm sure it's gonna happen. We keep building
these
this
people.
Up.
These people aren't just jumping in the water; they're fucking doing freestyle diving into the water.
Yeah, I don't know why. Oh, look, we finally got the little raft.
Exactly. Quick, get in here! Nothing bad will happen to us. We're rich.
Nothing bad ever happens to rich people.
Exactly.
Where's the shark? Where's the shark? Oh, it's there.
Wait for it.
It's gonna happen.
Whee! How many rich people are on this fucking boat?
Dinner is served.
A lot of them.
Yes.
This is the main course.
See, here we go. They took out all the slow motion part. Oh, here we go. This is my life saver.
What a wank.
Fuck you, lady.
Here we go!
Whoa! 2 points.
He went into... That dude went straight into the shark's mouth.
And then the shark came in the
mouth.
See? It changes size every time.
I know, right? If these people... John Barryman and his friends are there to save these people. They're doing a very bad fucking job.
Worst job ever.
I think they're just trying to kill the shark. They don't give a shit about the rich people who didn't listen.
Yeah, exactly. Here we go. Here it comes. No!
Straight into his mouth.
That's not how sharks work.
See, if he just turned left, he would have avoided it!
It broke me.
That's all all he needed to do. He just went straight into the mouth. He could have just turned left or right and he would have survived.
It's like it's like Charlize Theron in Prometheus.
Exactly. Exactly.
Prometheus ripped this off. You're welcome.
Uh-oh, here comes that shark.
I wonder how big he is this time.
He's only about the size of a finger.
Ew. What are you doing with your fingers? You just give it the bird.
Oh, no. Probably the only time in the movie they actually have a CGI shark.
Instead of the weird stock footage.
Yes. Wow.
There is no other way. What yes. is the way? What are we waiting for?
They're waiting for this movie to end so they can go back to their lives.
I knew it.
Yes.
I definitely knew it.
Yes.
Maybe.
Oh no!
Oh no!
The shark has taste for rich people now.
It's hungry.
Oh no!
Oh. Okay.
It's a diver. Run away!
I thought they got eaten by the shark, or was that a different boat?
Run for your lives, he's poor!
They're more terrified of poor people than they are of the shark.
They don't want to be saved by a poor man.
Wait, run away, this poor person wants us to give him money!
Change.
Change.
Got any change?
And now the submarine is now CGI along with the shark. Nom nom.
Oh, nom nom. Oh my god, he's got John Barryman in his mouth.
He's cupping John Barryman.
I like this. This movie, fucking hell.
Okay, I'm about to be very inappropriate now. That yellow submarine looks like a butt plug.
Oh my god. I'm not asking you about that.
I've seen photos.
I need to know.
That's what the internet's for.
Exactly.
Speaking of butt plugs, make sure you get yours at Wild Secrets.
Exactly. All love, honey. If you live in other parts of the world that don't have Wild Secrets.
Well, Love Honey, I think, is worldwide, so...
Yes.
Both sides should hit us up and we'll sponsor us.
Exactly. Yes.
Reply already.
All right,
he's gonna get out of the butt plug.
Hello, everyone. Hello, it's Jason Statham. Why wasn't I in this movie?
You were too famous?
Exactly. I like how Pat, in the GIF, it's that puppet doing the eyes like... Hmm?
Yeah.
Oh, and the shark blew up. Oh, and just before the movie finishes!
Yep.
On
29 minutes and 2 seconds. We
With
have like 5 minutes
left to go, Tubi decided to be on brand and put an ad 5 minutes left of the film.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know, well done. Well done.
Oh, Tubi. You're such assholes, but we love you.
Yeah. You provide us hours of free entertainment. Who are we to complain about a few ads?
Exactly.
And it's a longer ad. And it wants us to, play casinos or something.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Now that you've seen a bunch of rich people get in, why not go to the casino and become rich yourself? So you get eaten by a shark.
Yeah. Oh my god, there's still going to be another ad after this one. They saved all the ads for last.
How dare you, Tubi?
I'm not going to lie, I thought that was David Hasselhoff in that ad when it first started.
Grave says in the chat they have to make money to keep those 486 servers up.
All right, we're back. 1 hour, 29 minutes, 5 seconds.
Yes.
Let's do this. We're going to finish the movie.
Yes.
How can she see that was Ben?
There's a lot of rich dead people down there. It could be anybody.
It could be anybody.
I'll just jump in the water now and possibly get eaten by a shark again, even though it's dead. See, we know that the baby shark is dead. We know that the mummy shark is dead.
Baby shark.
But if there's a baby shark and a mummy shark, there has to be a daddy shark.
Hey, where was the sequel? It could have just been called Who's Your Daddy Shark?
Who's your daddy shark? Do 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 do. Ew, these poor people are sticky and wet.
Ew. Shark attack for Daddy's home from...
And the shark's played by Mel Gibson.
Jesus.
I apologize to Mel Gibson for making that joke. Don't hurt me.
Just to make sure everyone in the movie's white.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Coming, this movie should have been titled Shark Attack Free. Shut up, Meg.
Shut up, Meg.
LaDon.
Oh, we got that footage from the start again. With the water. Oh, there's another one. There's another shark. Could it be a megalodon?
There's always
a
megalodon.
And yet,
be daddy.
Despite this being the third film, and coming up next is Damn Shark.
Damn Sharks.
There's Cruel Jaws right there, along with Blood Surf, Super Croc, and Alligator X.
Damn Sharks.
Damn Sharks.
No damn sharks
want you to vote for the liberal commie Democrats.
Damn sharks are responsible for the 5G that's going to give you COVID.
I kind of want to watch Cruel Jaws, but we'll save that for another day.
Yeah, I think we'll save that one for a future episode. But yes, that was Shark Attack Free, Megalodon, and... Yes, I know we had a great time, and I hope all of our listeners, and as well as the audience who joined us for this very special live episode of the show, enjoyed it as well.
I hope that everybody enjoys it, and I hope it's a pleasure to listen back to this episode of when we attempted to do a live episode, which we did, obviously. So thank you, everybody, for your love and support and all the rest. And, of course, yeah, check us out on Discord. And come chat with us there as well. And indeed. As usual, you can find us at supermarcy.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/supermarcy. You find us on the Facebook group if you type up Super Network group on Facebook. We are on Twitter at twitter.com/sm_supernetwork. We are on the Instagrams. We are on the TikToks. Just look up Super Network. We're on the YouTube. Look up Super Network, just look up all of that. You can look up Super Marcy, Bede, Jermaine, Professor Batch, all that kind of stuff. You'll find us on all places. And, of course, you can find the Shooby Tuesdays podcast and all your major podcast streaming platforms. And there will be show notes that you can find all the links at as well.
Indeed.
And if you want to find me personally, I'm on Twitter at twitter.com/supermarcy. Or you can find me on Letterboxd at super_Marcy. Bede.
If people want to find me personally, they can find me on my Twitter page at twitter.com/BedeJamine or on my Letterboxd account at letterboxd.com/BedeJamine. And of course, you can find all my work over at supermarcy.com with all my reviews and columns.
And Batch, where can people find you?
You can find me every Tuesday on Webtales, the Spider-Man podcast, where me and Mark Chevalier recap all the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to the present day. And starting this week, you can also find me on every Thursday at Avenging Tales as Pop Ready launches our next show. It's like Web Tales, but with Avengers.
Damn straight. Damn straight.
Excellent.
Also, make sure follow me on my socials at Multiverse5 on the Instagrams and Pop4D on the Instagrams. And make sure you join our Pop4D Facebook group where we talk all things comics, movies, gaming, television, and professional wrestling.
Wrestling.
And again, all those links are in the show notes.
Indeed. And thank you once again to all of our listeners for, and also our audience joining us today for this 50th live episode of the show. We are deeply appreciated for all the love and support for these first 50 episodes, and we hope the next 50 provide just as much entertainment for all of you. And even though it's a little bit of a long way off till we do the 100th episode, but I think we'll do another live episode, and we've already picked out a film for it, but again, you'll have to wait for another 50 episodes for that one. But in the meantime, though, stay tuned for the next episode of 2B Tuesdays, which, of course, will be Batch's pick.
And I'm scared because I'm scared he's going to pay you back for Santa and the Ice Cream Bunny.
I'm very petty.
And yeah. Also for the Patreon subscribers for Tales of a Fifth Grade Robin.
All you motherfuckers are going to pay.
Well, until next time, we'll see you next Tuesday, everybody.
See you next Tuesday, everybody.
See you Bye. Next Tuesday, bibbidi bobbidi.
People pay a lot of money to come down here. They expect to use everything, including the beaches.
You cannot let people swim in the water when there's a shark out there.
Shark swimming off our coast. It's not gonna go away.
I put out ancestor of the great white shark. It's supposed to be extinct.
You lied to me?
7 men dead. You knew something was dangerous down there. You let them dive anyway.
They knew it was risky.
Bull fucking shit!
You want something powerful enough that we're not missing.
It'll blow a hole clear to the hull of a battleship.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy shark do 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 do. Surfy shark do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.